The Closing Market Report is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Welcome to the Closing Market Report. It's October the 12th, 2007. I'm Todd Gleason. In a few moments, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana. And later in the half hour, we'll discuss the cash grain market with Bruce Bostert. He's the manager of the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois. And in between, we'll take up this morning's USDA crop production and WASDE reports and ask you for a little help. Should be a good show, so stay with us for this Friday edition of AM 580's Closing Market Report.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
In Chicago, on this Friday afternoon, futures finished the day like this. December wheat at $8.57.5, down 25.5 cents this afternoon. March futures at 8.73 were down 25.5, and the May contract at 8.15, down 22 for the day. July futures 6.80.5, down 5.5. December corn futures gained 7.25 cents at 3.51 for their settlement price. The March futures at 3.67.75 up 7. And the May at 3.78 1/4 up 7.5 cents. December corn $4.25 up 6.5 for the afternoon. November soybeans 9.76 3/4 down 4 3/4 today. January futures at 9.95 1/4 down 5 3/4. And the March contract at 10.07 3/4 down 3 cents. November beans at 9.61. Gained 11 cents for next year. October bean meal at 272.50, 50 cents higher. December bean meal at 278.90, up 80 cents a ton. October bean oil at 39.38, down 2, and December down 44 at 39.53. October live cattle at the Mercantile Exchange this afternoon, $94.45, down 22.5. December futures 55, lower at 97.22.5. October feeder cattle, 113.37.5, down 97.5 cents. In November, feeders at 113.47.5 were a dollar lower today. October lean hog futures $57.62.5, 7.5 higher. December futures there at 58.27.5 were down $2.25 on the afternoon. Outside markets now, crude oil trading the nearby November contract at $83.73 a barrel, 65 cents higher. The U.S. dollar at 78.213 is up 1.134, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average now stands at 14,089. It's just about 74 points higher for the afternoon.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
Joining us by phone this afternoon is Mike Zuzolo, Risk Management Commodities Incorporated out of Lafayette, Indiana. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Hey, a couple of things before we get started. We probably ought to bring Ed Kieser into our conversation because we want to talk just a little bit about the importance of agriculture and weather before we get into all the numbers from the USDA crop production and world agricultural and supply and demand estimates. Ed is in Pledge Central. Hi to you, Ed. How are you?
Good afternoon to you and to Mike.
Hi there, Ed.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great after that big loss last week.
After the big loss. Oh, yeah, that was quite a game, wasn't it?
Other game.
Yeah, we're not talking about the Illini here. We're talking about the Boilermakers, I think is what he's referring to.
You betcha. Hey, so you know what we ought to do is talk a little bit about what we do here on the air and what producers can do for us. And here's the numbers I want you to dial if you're a listener and you haven't ever given before, or you have given. Maybe it's time to think about spreading a little of the wealth back to the radio station. We service you each and every weekday and on Saturdays as well with Commodity Week. With ag and weather programming, I think that makes a difference in the two-state region around the Midwest as well. The numbers to call to pledge your financial support, and we'd like you to do this right now. It doesn't take very much time. Ed, are what?
217-244-9455, but we do have a toll-free number, and I know a lot of our listeners are out beyond the local calling area, 1-866-779-9455, And I believe that's what Uno, what?
Spy Will.
Spy Will.
Spy
Uno
Will.
So, Spy Will.
Yeah.
866-779-9455.
Yeah, or 244-9455. It's a 217 area code. That's probably easier to remember. It's 217-BIG-WILL. That's 217-BIG-WILL, 217-244-9455. Call in with your financial support. Pledge at the $100 level. That's kind of where we like to start out. But if you are a new friend, please do that as well. You can call in right now. We're going to take just a little time. We want you to do that before we get started, and we really get in depth with Mike Zuzulo. Maybe, Mike, you can tell us about the importance of the radio station to your clientele that are in the Illinois-Indiana area and maybe outside of that area if they listen on the web as well.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the best example was just last Friday afternoon, a nice gentleman from near Assumption called and said, just heard your comments, been listening to you for several years, and would like to know more about your company. And, you know, Todd, that wouldn't be possible without you guys' dedication. And I like to think that you bring the very best out in all the analysts, and our replies to you and how we answer questions. Those are better asked questions than places you find elsewhere in the media, and you guys really do a lot of legwork before you pose a question to us, and you get really right to the point, and I think that getting to the point adds to the bottom line, and I really hope you have a good fun drive here, because you certainly deserve it. The fact that you brought in your new energy analysis, you know, during the week, and you've extended some of your airtime for agriculture, it shows that the upstairs management is really looking and listening and following through with what they've promised you folks in the media side and the agricultural programming side because of the job you've done, and we're certainly proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, the upstairs management, by the way, has changed over the last couple of years, and we're still trying to make a pretty good impression on them. I know they like ag, and they like weather, too, with Ed, but we're hoping that we can continue to make some good impressions on them, and in order to do that, Ed, we really need those phones to ring at 217-244-9455 or 866, that's a toll-free number, 779-9455. If you'd prefer, you can go online and do that at willpledge.org. We think about willag.org. That's the one I repeat most of the time on the air. But willpledge.org will work. There's one that's ringing right now. We sure do hope that you pledge this afternoon because we shortened up the fund drive. We had a power hour yesterday. We had a tremendous morning yesterday, raised something in the neighborhood of an extra $40,000 during a one-hour period, $80,000 when you calculate everything that was thrown in beforehand. But we need to continue to do that because, Ed, we're on our way
right
to what, $200,000?
$200,000. We're not quite halfway there. We're at $94,035. So we'd like to get past that halfway mark before all is said and done today, and you were talking about making a good impression on management. One way that would be made, excuse me, choked up here, made good is if we have the phones ringing. And
yeah, man.
I got something stuck in my throat.
That's okay. We'll let you clear that up for just a second. We'll talk to Ed a bit later in the program. If you get the opportunity, please do. Dial that number, 217-244-9455. I know Dave Dickey works very hard at asking questions. He looks a lot of things up. I work really hard at making sure that we've got some questions and that we both listen to what our analysts are telling us, and then we follow up with some decent questions. At least I hope we do that. Right now, we probably better ask Mike Zuzulo to go through some of those numbers from the USDA this morning. Maybe, Mike, why don't you start with the important numbers as you saw them, and then we'll fill them in along the way. What did USDA release from the crop production and WASDE reports today?
Well, probably the biggest two numbers that we noted was the wheat number. Number one would be the global numbers down around 107 million metric tons for world-ending stocks, and we took the U.S. ending stocks down today to a little over 300 million bushels, and that puts us right around between a 48 and 50-day supply, both here in the United States and globally as far as how much stocks we use per day. And I think, Todd, that's probably what happened in the trade today was the trade was aware of how tight these numbers may be. They bought this wheat complex yesterday, ran it limit up, got the numbers, and I'd like to believe that it was more of a buy-the-rumor, sell-the-fact type price action today. But clearly the group of people and the number of people in Chicago thinking that the major highs in the market, that number probably grew today in terms of opinion because of today's performance. And so it's real crucial that since we were down 32.5 cents on the week in DEES futures and We held the 10-day moving average as resistance in these futures. It's really critical now that we hold a couple key technical support levels, and if we can do that, then we think a move back up can happen. It's going to be a very rough, rocky road here because the stocks are extremely tight, but the trade thinks also that the supplies aren't going to get much tighter here at this point and that we're going to get the new crop planted. But if we would have any weather hiccups in the northern hemisphere, it would not be hard to retrace all the way back up to the old highs at this point after today's report. So that was probably the biggest thing because we still think wheat is our leader. Probably the second thing that bothered us the most was the ethanol reduction again, and one of the news wires called today in the afternoon. They're starting a story about our future ethanol reductions coming down the pipeline for the rest of the year, and that was important from a standpoint that do we now have a trend established where the demand for ethanol is going to go down towards the end of the year here, and USDA reduces it every month, and that's probably more important for the 08 crop and this, you know, quote, battle for acres than it is the 07, because the 07 stocks in wheat and corn globally are tight enough now. We think the 07 crop is okay, and that the bin, you know, holding corn in the bin, expecting a basis appreciation on today's report, we still feel strongly that that's going to happen. But the 08 numbers and the 08 price action, we're going to have to watch really closely, and that DEIS 08 corn hit a 200-day moving average this week. We call that the backbone of the chart. We don't want to see that violated right around that 381 level.
How much pressure do you think the USDA's carryover number will put on that? It went up $300 million from $1.675 billion in September to $1.997 billion for the carryover for this crop by the time we get to next fall. How much pressure will that put on December next year?
Great question, because if we would, I said 381, the 200-day moving average is actually 391. I think it could put quite a bit on, because if you look at the ethanol reduction and this ending stocks increase, if the wheat would find a high and be put in place, then the downside in the 08 corn becomes bigger. And I think, you know, 25 to 40 cents down where you would see December corn trading closer to 375, 365, that's not hard to envision if these numbers continue to grow, because demand is going down. We've always said to our clients and our subscribers that demand puts lows in, and as long as your demand is going up, even if prices are going up or prices are going down, if demand is staying strong through that time period, then your downside is very limited, and the trade will be likely to buy dips. But this is getting into a situation where we've got 2 months in a row. We've got to start watching this very closely, and if the wheat acres are up 5 to 6 million, and the new crop wheat ends up not going up that much more here in 60, 75 days, that also takes away a couple, you know, nice bullets that the corn had to allow it to go higher. So 25 to 40 cents in the DEIS 08 corn is a downside objective if we continue to lose this demand. And I hope that next month the USDA lowers the yield again in corn. It's not likely, but I think the idea that the big crop gets bigger is no longer in the trade. And it's interesting, when I talked to Chicago today, I said, what was your number one factor of why the corn found support today? And they said, well, the weaker demand from ethanol was overshadowed by the exports and the world fundamentals, and we agree with that. And they also said, and this was kind of surprising to me, that few expected a yield decline in the trade that the USDA gave us today. So I think that's probably something we really need to have happen again to, you know, keep this market in a good trend upward.
Export numbers from USDA's prediction, I think we're up 100 million. USDA predicting corn yield down from 155.8 last month to 154.7, but their total acreage or total yield for the nation was still pretty darn close at 13.318 billion, just a little bit bigger, actually, than the 13,308 that they had last time around. But they added, what, 728,000 acres, planted acres, up now 20% over last year.
Yeah, they essentially took away from the beans again, just like they did this spring, and added it, took away from the corn again and added it to the beans, just like they did this spring. I think probably when you look at the lockup numbers and look at the actual PowerPoint presentations that they provide you, you saw Indiana go down 2, Illinois go down 2, Minnesota go down 2, and then you saw Iowa go down 2 as well. And I think that's probably, Nebraska was the biggest drop, down 6.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the keys to the Chicago traders today. But I would go back and rest back on the idea that the wheat and the beans in the report today would verify that the wheat and the beans need to continue to keep this market and the corn market charged up. And I think it's really important the reason we're not willing to jump on the bandwagon that the wheat high is in yet, and that but yet it's vulnerable, is because we made a new contract high in gold. You know, we went up above 755 this week. Today, crude oil made a brand new contract high, went over $84 a barrel. It seems like the risk is coming back into the commodities. The risk takers are putting the money back into the commodities. I think you can't ignore those factors. You got to keep those on the table when you're looking at major highs or talking about major highs in these grains.
Mike, we appreciate you being with us for
today. Thank you, Todd, and good luck.
Thanks much. Mike Zuzula is with Risk Management Commodities Incorporated out of Lafayette, Indiana, wishing us good luck on our fund drive. If you've been waiting to make a phone call, now's the time, baby. 217-244-9455. Pick up that phone now, 217-244-9455. How are we doing back in Pledge Central, Ed Keezer?
Well, we have a couple calls coming in, but Todd, one thing I wanted to mention, because we didn't get to it in the last break, we do have challenges going on right now, and your pledge will go even farther if you call in this afternoon in support of ag programming. If you've never given to WILL before, AgriGold is here to add $10 to your pledge. They're a longtime supporter of ag information here on WILL, and they'll add $10 to the first 25 new friends who make a call and pledge $40 or more and say, sign me up for the AgriGold Challenge. So just when you call in and you've never pledged before, just say, sign me up for the AgriGold Challenge, and $10 will be added to your pledge. In addition, as we go through the next few days here, if we hear from 75 ag listeners, First National Bank of Clinton will add $1,000 to the pledge total. But we have to hear from 75. Right now, we are up to 24 on the way to 75. So we're almost a third of the way to that, making that challenge. And there's still several slots in on the new challenge. So call now.
Call now, indeed. Thanks much, Ed. We'll check in with you later. If you get the opportunity, dial this number, 217-244-9455, or toll-free, 866-779-9455. Dave Dickey and I like to think that we've been building this service all along, that it makes a big difference in the way you market your crop and whether you've made money or not this year. We hope it does. If you tune in, you listen to us. If you can't miss Commodity Week or the Closing Market Report, we sure hope that you take the time right now to pledge some financial support to this radio station that's made a commitment to agriculture across the two-state region and the Midwest. The way to do that is to call 217-244-9455. Only takes a minute and a half or so. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, you can write us a check. But you have to pick up the phone right now and dial in at 217-244-9455 in order to make that happen. Now, up next, USDA, of course, as you've already heard, has released the latest corn crop figures. I'll have more on those numbers with from Washington with Extension Ag Economist Daryl Good.
Agricultural programs are made possible with support from Cargill, featuring pro-pricing grain contracts, a marketing program providing a variety of contracts designed to fit a farmer's performance goals and risk tolerance. Information on the web at CargillProPricing.com.
The statisticians at USDA started their October calculations by increasing the number of corn acres planted in the United States this year by 728,000. It's the highest number of corn acres put into the ground since 1944 and 20% more than last year. They one-upped themselves on the number of acres to be harvested, jumping that number from last year to this by nearly 22 percentage points at 86.1 million acres. That's the most since 1933. Although those acres, USDA said in the October crop production report, will be less productive than first expected, averaging 154.7 bushels each. That's down 0.7% from the September report. That'll still bring the total U.S. corn crop in at a record setting, but lower than last month's estimate, 13.3 billion bushels. Those are the corn numbers from the October crop production report, but they may not have been the most important figures to be released by USDA, says Extension Ag Economist from the University of Illinois, Daryl Good.
The interesting thing will be to see how the market also reacts to the forecasts of consumption and year-ending stocks. USDA is portraying a much weaker domestic demand situation now than last month, a slower rate of increase in ethanol use of corn, a fairly sizable drop in the forecast of the amount of corn used for feed. The good news is on the export side, another 100 million bushel increase in projection of corn exports that, if realized, would put us up to near the record levels of corn exports we experienced more than 20 years ago. Bottom line, USDA is saying we've got prospects for a fairly large carryover inventory of corn, right at 2 billion bushels, which by any measure is a fairly sufficient carryover. So taken together, it's hard to argue that the set of numbers, production, demand, stocks, would really be construed as bullish, even though the initial reaction was somewhat higher prices.
The account that shows those figures is called the WASDE, or World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report. It puts the number of bushels left in the bin from this year to next fall at 1.997 billion. That number's up 19% from last month and 1.5 times as big as what was left in the bin this fall from last year. The average cash price to be received by farmers, as predicted by USDA in October, now ranges from $2.90 to $3.50 per bushel. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason. Oh, you're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is AM 580. If you have not dialed in yet this afternoon, we only have a few days of the fund drive this fall. It got shortened up because, of course, we raised a lot of money in the Power Hour yesterday, a long way to go. On our way to $200,000, pick up the phone right now and dial this number, 217-244-9455. That's 217-Big Will. Pledge your financial support to the radio station that brings you agricultural programming 6 days a week, including this man with us this afternoon, Bruce Bostert of the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois. On Fridays, joins us to take a look at the cash grain market. Hi, Bruce.
Hi there.
Everybody done?
No, but we are wrapping up rapidly. We're to the point where the hours are starting to come back in. This is probably about the last weekend that we'll have to work Saturday and Sunday at our elevators, or at least both of them.
And how much did you put on the ground?
Right now we have a little over 1 million bushels on the ground. We might have to go back out with a tad bit more depending on how trains come in, but it won't be much more than that, which is a little less than what we were expecting here 30 days ago.
The USDA changed your mind on how the way things will be marketed this year when they release the numbers this morning?
Not really. I guess I'm not totally surprised by seeing that. The numbers that I put in, like on FC Stone's estimates earlier this month, I probably would have throttled back a little bit and put in a little smaller yield estimate yesterday than I would have two weeks ago. We're seeing good corn yields, good bean yields. Everybody is satisfied, but there's some numbers out there that are maybe not quite as optimistic as some of the really stellar numbers we saw floating around early.
And what are your bids for the day?
We are at 323 in Paxton on nearby corn and 942 on the soybeans.
We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
That's Bruce Bostert. He's the general manager of the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company, 7 East Central Illinois Elevators, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report on Friday afternoons in studio with us just for a quick bit. Is our own director of ag programming, Dave Dickey. He's going to remind you to dial a number. It's 217-244-9455. For what reason, Dave?
Because we're here 7 days a week providing you the agricultural information that you most need. You tell us week in and week out that what you need is futures analysis, cash grain analysis, and agricultural weather. And that is what we provide. And Todd, I got to tell you, not a lot of time left in the drive today, but I will tell you this. If we get 10 phone calls between now and when we go off the air at the $100 level or more, I will put $100 in this afternoon.
Oh, Dave Dickey, if you want to get into Dave's back pocket, he's walking out the door on that one. He's done. Give him $100. He wants ten pledges at $100 or better, right? All right, so get into Dave's back pocket. Hey, I think things are ringing back there already at the moment. Ed Kieser, what's it look like at the moment?
Well, we do have a few calls coming in right now, and I've got a couple people to thank here. Robert Miles of Varna, Illinois, renewing his membership. And then there's these three other guys that called in, and Todd, you may know them, Bob, Joe, and David Gleason of Lincoln.
Hey, all right. You know, they're in one of those hard-to-get areas, too. They get the special service from us because we're not supposed to get that far west, but we happen to drop down right there on top of them with our big AM 580 signal, don't we?
We certainly do. And, of course, I'm sure they appreciate the fine service you provide on a daily basis, you and Dave Dickey.
Cousin Bob, Joe, and Dave, thanks much. We appreciate that. We'll check in with you again a bit later, Ed Keyser. Thanks much to you, too. Ed Keyser is back in the back listening to the phones ring, and they're lighting up now. You can get in on the action. A $100 bill, 10 of those, will put another $100 in from Dave Dickey this afternoon to the fund drive. Do it now, 217-244-9455 is the number to call. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Time now to take a look at today's agricultural, actually not the agricultural newscast, but the regional newscast.
With this look at AM 580 News, I'm Tom Rogers. The next director of the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission is an executive who's been at the head of an organization of planning commissions around the nation. Cameron Moore is a native of the Quad Cities, but most recently was the director of the National Association of Regional Councils. He says he wants to return to a smaller Midwest community. Moore takes the place of the retiring John Dimmitt, who's led the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission for the last 9 years. Cook County homeowners will get another break on rising property taxes after all. Today, the Illinois Senate voted 55-1 to put a 7% cap on property tax assessments in the Chicago area, despite Governor Al Blagojevich's objections. The measure becomes law because both the House and Senate have now voted to override the governor's veto. Lawmakers originally passed the measure providing a tax exemption up to $33,000 a year that's phased out over 3 years. Blagojevich changed that plan to increase the exemption to $40,000 and make it permanent. But lawmakers couldn't get enough support for that bigger plan. Cap backers say it's not the best deal for homeowners, but it's better than providing them no relief at all. A Livingston County woman accused of delivering alcohol to her daughter before a drinking party that turned fatal will go on trial next January. Prosecutors contend that 49-year-old Ann Hagen delivered a keg of beer to her 16-year-old daughter last February during a halftime of a Prairie Central High School basketball game. She's pleaded not guilty to unlawfully contributing to the criminal delinquency of a juvenile and unlawful sale of alcohol. Authorities say the beer was for a party that resulted in tragedy. 16-year-old Travis Steidinger of Fairbury was found dead in a nearby field the next morning. Officials say he died of hypothermia due to cold exposure after he apparently ran from police with other partygoers. Families who care for developmentally disabled children and adults will get some needed help tomorrow morning in Urbana. A spokesman for the county's Developmental Disabilities Board says it's often difficult to find transportation and other resources. That's why the board has set up its first Disability Resource Expo tomorrow at Lincoln Square Village. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
I'm Todd Gleason, AM 580 Agriculture. To the number to call, 217-244-9455. That's 217-BIG-WILL, 244-9455. Pledge your financial support to the radio station that brings you ag 6 days a week, and we work on Sundays evenings at least on occasion to help bring out that newsletter as well. If you subscribe, if you visit the website at willag.org, if you listen, now's the time to pledge your financial support. We'll check in with Ed Keyser in just a moment, but we want to check the weather with Jim Angel, who's the state climatologist here at the Illinois State Water Survey in Champaign County. He's on the line with us this afternoon. Somebody calling in on the other line, by the way. Jim Angel with us. Good afternoon to you, Jim.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Tell me about the weather for the weekend, please.
Well, if you look at the forecast for this weekend, it's going to be pretty nice. Highs in the low 70s, lows in the 50s. A little bit above average for this time of year, but certainly much more pleasant than last weekend. There is a chance of rain about Monday or Tuesday, but as far as the weekend goes, it looks pretty nice.
It should be a great weekend, and then after we get into the further part of the week, will we stay cooler, get wetter? What happens?
Yeah, I think we'll kind of remain near normal for this time of year, which is in the 60s for the highs and 40s for the lows. So we're kind of back to more of the kind of weather we would expect in October.
And if you look around the Midwest, how's the rest of the Midwest faring?
Well, I think the key word right now is that everybody's pretty dry, especially in southern and central Illinois, and then expanding on into the southeastern U.S. I think that's the big concern right now, is how that's going to get fixed in the coming month.
And fall's not a good time usually for that to get fixed, at least this month, I don't think. What are your expectations?
My expectation is we may kind of chip away at the dryness as we go through the winter here. Yeah, the fall and winter months typically aren't that wet in terms of total precipitation. The good news is that we aren't using much water at that point because nothing's really growing. So when we do get the rain, it does tend to soak in and work its way through the system.
We appreciate you being with us this afternoon.
You're welcome, Todd.
And that is Jim Angel. He's the state climatologist here at the Illinois State Water Survey in Champaign County, joining us on a Friday afternoon to take a look at the agricultural weather forecast. Speaking of weather, Ed Kieser is in Pledge Central, not for weather, but he does have an update of what's been happening back there with the phones. Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon. We've had a little flurry of calls here, and we're 6 on the way to 10 from taking money out of Dave Dickey's back pocket, as you said. So 6 called in already. We heard from Assumption. The guy, I don't have the name yet, but the guy that called Mike Zuzlow from Assumption called us with a pledge, so we thank him. James Young from Newman, John Adams from Atlanta, Marianne Noonan of Champaign, all agricultural supporters, and we thank you for your pledges. And we have a couple more coming in, and we'd like to hear from you right now. 217-244-9455, toll free 866-779-9455.
So if we do that, we've got at least 6 calls at $100. Is that right, I think? We've got 6 calls in. Dave Dickey says if we get 10 by the end of this day, he'll put another $100 in on top of that. You can take something out of Dave Dickey's back pocket if you'd like this afternoon. All you got to do is pick up the phone there right now and call this number, 217-244-9455. That's 217-244-9455. I think we've got 3 lines in action. That means 2 are open. And, Ed, we'd like to fill those lines up yet this afternoon, wouldn't we?
You betcha. And it's very easy. It's very quick. And it's end of the week, a nice way to go into the weekend feeling good that you're supporting the service that you use. So you'll have it coming to you for the next year. And tell Todd and Dave that you really appreciate all the work they do all year long.
And Ed Kieser, of course, and all the weather that you bring. Farmers, I know they listen to you every day to make sure that they're up to speed on what's coming their way. Ed, thanks for all the help today. Thanks for all the work you do with the weather.
Well, my pleasure. Have a great weekend.
And you too. Ed Kieser, chief meteorologist here at the radio station. I'm Todd Gleason. That's the Closing Mark Report. Keep those phones ringing. 217-244-9455. Have a great afternoon.